keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
K-State Athletics announced last night they're parting ways with men's basketball coach Jerome Tang. Athletic Director Gene Taylor made the decision citing recent public comments and conduct that he says does not align with K-State standards. Tang plans to fight the university's cause for firing. Associate Head Coach Matthew Driscoll has been named interim head coach. You can find more details on our sports page, WIBW.com. And amidst the turmoil in the athletics department, K-State is celebrating its 163rd birthday today. It was founded as a land-grant university on February 16, 1863, even as the Civil War raged on the Free State, not ending until 1865. The university was originally Bluemont College, but became Kansas State Agricultural College on this date. After a second name change, it officially became Kansas State University in 1959. I'm Jared Broyles for 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
There are many times I thought, I can't do this. I mean, what parent isn't worried about? What am I not doing right? What am I not doing enough? And then I realized, wait, that's being a parent.
Don't worry about being perfect. I've had around three other mother figures in my life, but only one of them has taught me how a mother loves.
The greatest reward for me is he makes me better every day.
I would tell a family considering adopting a teenager that that teenager, whoever it is, needs you, and they need what you have to offer.
Taylor has given me hope. He's our son, and that is what he will always be.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Well, isn't this perfect? Your car just died, middle of nowhere, middle of the night, and of course, it's raining. Because why wouldn't it be? Here's the good part. You don't have to sit there Googling tow trucks near me or calling a friend who swears they know a guy. Just call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. They've got 24-hour towing service ready whenever life decides to break down your plans and your car. The number's easy, 534-1982. That's 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Because bad days happen, and they're always ready to roll.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A fire weather watch begins at noon tomorrow and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 66. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 47. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
When you need bodywork done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. A shocking turn of events on Sunday evening. Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor announced the university and athletic department had fired head coach Jerome Tang for cause and gave this reason in the Sunday night presser.
I don't want to get into it. There's language in his contract that addresses certain things that could potentially bring embarrassment. Basically his comments about the student athletes and the negative reactions to those comments from a lot of sources, both nationally and locally, is where I thought we needed to make the decision.
This comes after Tang criticized his student athletes after their loss to Cincinnati on Wednesday. He also took their names off the back of the uniforms for Saturday's loss to Houston. K-State as a team will have to get back going as they host Baylor Tuesday, broadcast nationally on ESPN2. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball on Friday night, it was the Beloit Lady Trojans 59, Lions 22, Sylvan Lucas Ladies 61, Lakeside Lady Knights 14. Other girls action, it was Rock Hills 53, Lincoln 30. KDNS 94.1 game of the week was Thunder Ridge over Tescott 45-32. Pike Valley beat Natoma 49-38, and Smith Center knocked off Norton 35-32. On the boys side, it was the Beloit Trojans 59, Lions 46, Sylvan Lucas beat Lakeside 56-37. It was the Lincoln boys 41, Rock Hills 35. KDNS game of the week, Tescott knocked off Thunder Ridge 46-42. It was Pike Valley 59, Natoma 35, Norton top Smith Center 52-45. Tonight, Thunder Ridge girls and boys will go to Hill City in a rare doubleheader at Mankato. It will be the Plainville girls at Rock Hills starting at 6. Then the Osborne boys will play Rock Hills at 7:30, Lakeside at Hanover, Peabody Burns at Pike Valley, Canton Galva at Lincoln. 10 area girl wrestlers made it to the state tournaments in 2 weeks. The 4A was held in Augusta, and Bentley Pruitt and Estefani Contreras Munoz made it for Beloit. Team scores in Augusta: Colby won it with 145 points, Chapman was second, 144, Abilene third, 137, Hoisington fourth, 134, and Rock Creek was fourth with 134. Bentley Pruitt went 3-1. She was seventh place with a win over Cadence Taylor of Wellington by pin. Estefani Contreras Munoz ended up seventh place, winning by fall over Lila Acha of Tawanda Circle. Daytona McMillan, Hannah Koenig, Taylan Bachover, and Zoe Frazier did not qualify. McMillan went 1-2, Koenig 1-2, Bachover 2-2, and Frazier 0-2. 3-2-1A at Waukini, Russell won at 211 points. Oakley was second, 192.5. Norton was third, 172. Osborne was 24th in the team with 27 points. Kelly Hogard was 0-2, did not qualify. Kinsley Schultz, 0-2, did not qualify. Cameron Taylor went 2-3 for 6th place. Reagan Lauber was 7th place. She beat Michaela Hayes by fall, 136 in for 5th place. Smith Center wrestlers: Audrey Turner was 6th place, beating Reagan Milne of St. Francis by fall, 228. She went 3-3 at 105. Casey Harrisburg at 190 was 5th place. She went 3-2, beating Madison Sutterman by fall in 31 seconds. Carper Franklin was 4th place, went 3-2, lost to Jacqueline Party of St. Francis by fall, 209. 110, Keely Osha was the champion, went 4-0. She won in the championship by fall, 125. Over McKenna Parker of Ellsworth. Chloe Padilla was third, went 4-1. She won in overtime, 9-6, over Rihanna Berger of John Stanton County. Kaylee Friedendahl at 170 did not qualify, and Nevaeh Rohan went 0-2. She did not qualify. Tipton Catholic: Allie Hackrett and Logan Arnoldy. Arnoldy went 3-2, did not qualify. Allie Hackrett went 0-2, did not qualify. Sylvan Lucas finished 36 with 8 points. Faith Suckup was 0-2, did not qualify. Cody Huell was 0-2, did not qualify. Brecken Gosvenor was 7th place, beating Carson Wagner by fall in 49 seconds. She was from Lions. Congratulations to all the area wrestlers who made it, and the Beloit Lady Trojans, Bentley Pruitt and Estefani Contreras Munoz, who advanced to the 4A state championship in Salina in 2 weeks.
Are you looking to buy or sell property in North Central Kansas? There's only one name you need to know, Hanson Auction and Realty. Whether you're looking to sell your farm, home, business, equipment, or just some personal property, Hanson Auction and Realty is your one-stop shop with over 11 years of experience and expertise. From selling real estate, consignments, liquidations, and everything in between, our team has got you covered. Call us today at 785-738-8932 or online at HansonOnlineAuction.com to check out all of our listings and upcoming sales. Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit. Let us get you a good price. We'll be right back.